begin the final segment with the Halachas of Pesach, with the Nusach HaGadah, the text of the Haggadah, which we mentioned in the previous parak, discussing where after the first part, before the last part, there's the text of the Haggadah that we say regarding the expounding upon the miracles that happened, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Nusach HaGadah, the text of the Haggadah, Shenogu Bo Yisroel Bezman HaGalus, that the Jewish people have the custom, the time in the diaspora, in exile, Kochi is as follows. We're Maschla Koyesheni, we start by the second cup, as we mentioned in Biris Perek, and they say, Bebehilu Yitonim Mitzrayim, in haste we left Egypt. And it starts like this. Holach Ma'anya, this is the poor man's bread. The Achalu Avosana Ba'arad Mitzrayim, that our fathers ate in the land of Egypt. Kol Dichven, whoever is hungry, Yisib Yechel should come and eat. Kol Ditzuch LeFesach, whoever needs for Pesach, Yisib Yivsach should come and celebrate the Pesach with us. Hashata Hacha, this year we're here, Lashata to Asi in the coming year, Ba'arad Yisrael in the land of Egypt. That's why he said this is the text specifically, Bezman HaGalus. Hashata Hacha Avdi, now we're here as slaves, Lashata to Asi in the coming year, B'nechari, we will be freemen. Now we say, Manashtan Alal Zimakala Leilas. What is different this night from all the nights? Shabbachal lives in all the nights, we don't dip even one time. And this night we dip two times. All the other nights we eat chametz and matzah, balazeh, kula matzah, all totally matzah. All other nights we eat different types of vegetables. And this night it's bitter herbs. All the nights we eat, whether sitting or reclining, balazeh, kula matzah, and this night we're all reclining. And then that's the question, the answer is, avod min l'fadim mitzrayim. We were slaves to power in Egypt. And Hashem took us out from Hashem, our God took us out from there with a strong hand and outstretched arm. And if it wasn't that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had taken us out, our fathers from Egypt, it would still be onu us, beninu, our sons, beninu, our grandsons, we would be enslaved to power in Egypt. If we'd all be sages, even if we all be understanding people, we'd all be elders. Even if we all know the Torah, mitzvah is still a mitzvah for us to say over the story of leaving Egypt. Because whoever is lengthy regarding saying over the story of leaving Egypt, he is praiseworthy. Maisa, there was a story, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Lazar ben Zariah, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Tarfon, these five great Torah giants, they were reclining with Nebarak. And they were saying over the story of leaving Egypt that whole night of the Seder night. Until their students came and said to him, Rabbi Seinu, our teachers, Igiz my Krish Mashashach, it already came time to say the recital of the Shema of the morning. Amalam and Rabbi Lazar said to them, well, he was mentioned with all the Tamid Chacham in the previous story, says, Ari ani keben shem shana, behold, I am like I'm 70 years old. Yet, V'loi Zechisa, I didn't merit Shati Amal Tzizim Sam Balelas, that the saying of the leaving Egypt should be mentioned at night time. Ah, Chedirosh ben Zayma. He wanted people to say, in the Krishma we say Yitzis Mitzrayim at nighttime. He wasn't able to get people to say it. Achad Drasha Ben Zayma, until Ben Zayma said the following Drasha. Shemek says in the Pasuk, Levan Tiske, Siyam Tzisik Meitz Mitzrayim, Kol Yimei Chayecha, so that you should recall the day you left Egypt, all the days of your life. Now, if we just say Yimei Chayecha, the days of your life, I would say Hayam, that's the days. When it says Kol, the word Kol is including all the days, Yimei Chayecha is Halel, to include even the nights. But Chachamim, they disagree. They say, no, Yimei Chayecha, the days of your life, is Halel Mazeh, this world. All the days of your life is love of the Mashiach is going to bring, even when Mashiach is going to come, and that great redemption, we're still going to recall the redemption from Egypt. Baruch HaMakim, blessed is the omnipresent Hashem, Shanas and Terli Yisrael, that gave the Torah to the Jewish people. Baruch Hu, blessed is he. Kenegad Abba Abon Dibur Torah. Correlating to four sons, the Torah speaks about. That is, Echad, one is Chacham, a sage, Echad, one is a Rosh, a wicked person, Echad, Tam, whether a simple person, Echad, whether Shein Deir Lishol, doesn't even know how to ask. The Torah tells regarding all four of them, this halacha of Sibir Tzis Mitzrayim. Chacham, regarding the sage, what does the pasuk say? So, meaning, what does he say, the sage, the smart son? He says, Moha Edois, what's the testimonies of Achukim, the statute of Amishpatim, the judgments that Shetziva Hashem Lekeinu Eschem, that Hashem, our God, commanded you? Which the Torah says that this is the question that he's going to ask. So, you also respond to him regarding the halachas of Pesach, that Imaftinach Pesach Abekayman, we don't have any dessert, anything after the last thing eaten, which is the Karban Pesach. Rashi regarding the wicked son, Nahoima, what does he say? As the Torah says, he's going to say, Mo'avoy, this is Lachem. What is this service for you? Lachem, when he's saying, for you is V'loy Loy and not for him. Well, if he shall eat his husband the claw, since he removed himself from the category of the Jewish people, Kafa Be'ikr, he denied the primary precept, he's denying a God. Afata, so to you, Hakeshinov, the emela, you blunt his teeth and you tell him, Bavirzeh asa Hashem li mitzeis Mitzrayim. You answer in the same way. Because of this, Hashem did for me when I left Egypt, li for me, but lo'ilay, not for him. And ve'ilo ha'yasham, had he been there, lo'ilay nigel, he would not be redeemed. Tom, regarding the simple son, ma'o'im, what does he say? Ma'zois. As Torah says, he's going to say, what's this? But ma'atulam, you're going to tell him, b'chayzikar, that zion Hashem imtzayim v'mizavadim, it's with a strong hand that Hashem took us out from Egypt, from the house of slavery. V'shein de'lishol, the son who doesn't even know how to ask. At Pesachla, you open up for Hashem, like it says in the Pasuk, v'gadol b'vincha b'yemo hu'lema, you're going to tell it to your son on that day, saying, b'avurzeh, because of this, as Hashem li b'tzeis Mitzrayim, Hashem did for me when I left Egypt. Now, when it says in the Pasuk, v'gadol b'vincha, that we just quoted, you're going to tell your son, yochel, you would think, Mirash Chaydish, ready for Mirash Chaydish Nisan. Tam, it says in the Pasuk, no, b'yem hu that day. Nekim b'yem hu, if it would said that day, yochel, you would think, b'yem hu, and still day. Tam, it says, b'avurzeh, because of this. Which is loymata. I didn't say that the obligation of saying the sipit tzis mitzrayim, the haggadah, is ila b'shoshem matzah mar menachem afenach. It's only when this you're pointing to the matzah mar that's placed in front of you. And then we continue. Mitchil in the beginning, oivdei elohim achem hayavaseinu. Our fathers were idol worshippers. Achshav now, this is the, we start with the gnus and we end with the shabach. Achshav now, kevan amakom labadasa, God has brought us close to His service. Shemek says in the pasuk. The Yem Yeshua Kala Am, and Yeshua said to all the people, Koyamar Hashem Lekeiso. So says Hashem, the God of the Jewish people. Be'iva Hanar, on the other side of the river, Yeshua Abesech Me'olam, is where your fathers always dwelt, which was Terach, Avi Avraham. The father of Avraham Avinu was Terach, Avi Nachar was also the father of Nachar. Be'avdu Lemachem, and they worshipped other foreign gods. Be'ekach Hazavichim, Hashem says, and I took your father, as Avraham Avinu, Me'iva Hanar, from the other side of the river. I took him throughout the entire land of Canaan. And I increased his children. I gave him to Yitzchak as Yaakov as Esav. And I gave to Yitzchak two sons, Yaakov and Esav. And Esav is Harasela Resh. As I said, and I gave to Esav Mount Seir to inherit that. And Yaakov and his sons, they went down to Egypt. Which, that's because Baruch Shem after Chasli Yisrael Amoy. Blessed is the one who safeguards his promise, his guarantee to to the Jewish people, his people. Baruch Hu, blessed is He. Why? What does that do going down to Egypt? Shakadosh Baruch Hu chishev hazakeitz, because God calculated the end. Lasa is kamayish amal Avram Avinu ben Avsam, to do as He told Avram Avinu between the pieces, which He separated the animal, and that was the covenant between, they went to go between the pieces. Shlomo says in the pasuk, Yemal Avram, He said to Avram, Yodoy Yateida, you shall surely know kigeri yezerecha, because comrades will be sojourners, the temporary dwellers will be yezerecha, your children, be'eretz lahem, in the land that's not theirs. And they're going to enslave them, and they're going to afflict them 400 years. But also the nation that is going to enslave them, I'm going to judge them. And then they're going to go out with a great fortune. This is what stood for our fathers and for us. This Hashem standing up for us and promising, even though we're going to go through the difficulties, He's going to save us. Because not only one has stood up against us. Rather than every single generation, they stand up against us to wipe us out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzlein miyam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us from their hands. Tzelamat, go on and learn. Ma'bikash Lavan Arami, lasas le'Yakov Inu. What did Lavan the Aramean want to do to our father Yaakov? Shepare le'goze el azchar. Pari only decreed on the males. But Lavan bikash lakas akol. Lavan previously had already attempted to wipe them all out. Kishanem says in the Pasuk, Aram, and this is the parasha that we expound in great detail, the parasha of Bikurim, that we say is brought in parasha Kisavai. So it says in the Pasuk, Arami oivid avi. The Aramean, referring to Lavan, he wanted to wipe out my father, which of course there's no Yaakov, there's no Shabbat, there's no Klal Yisrael. But Yerim Mitzrayim, and they went down ultimately to Egypt, B'yogosham, and they were there temporarily. Malamed, from the word Vayoga, we learn, it comes to teach Shalay Yordlish Takeya, that Yaakov did not go down to remain over there, Logosham, to be like a temporary resident. Shalom says in the Pasuk, V'yemel Par, they said, the Par, Logobar et Banu, we're coming to just temporarily dwell over here. Kein Medel HaTzenesh L'Vedecha, this is during the famine year, there's no pasture for the sheep, that's for your servants. Ki Chavad Erav Beretz Kanan, because the famine is very great in the land of Kanan. V'ata, now, Yeshvin HaVedecha Beretz Goshen, your servants are coming to settle in the land of Goshen. Now it says, that V'yogosham, which we just interrupted to expound, which we're going to do here with every word or two, to expound these words from the parasha of Bikurim, what the person says when he brings his first fruits. B'mseimat, they went down, B'yogosham, they dwelled over there, B'mseimat, with a small amount of of number. K'mayshon HaMelech says in the Pasuk, B'shivim nefesh, with 70 souls, Yardim B'sechem Mitzrayim, your father went down to Egypt. Nava'ata, now, Samchashem HaKecha, K'chifash Mem L'Rayv, Hashem, your God has made you like the stars of heaven for abundance. And the Pasuk continues. And this is all in parasha Kisav, in this parasha of Bikurim. V'yisham L'Goy, and he became over there to a nation. Lama comes to teach that the Jewish people stood out they were distinguished over there in Egypt. And it says that they were gadol v'atzim, great and powerful. Commissioner, like it says in the pasuk, it says Bnei Yisrael Parav Yishrutzu, that the Jewish people were fruitful and they multiplied v'yirbu and they became great v'yatzmu b'moymoy, they became very powerful. But the malei aretz aysam, and the land was filled up with them. And the pasuk continues, and again every word we're expounding, as Rami previously said, whoever harizim meshubach, whoever expounds this parasha more and more, v'rav, and they were manyfold. Commissioner, like it says in the pasuk Devava, that they were increased. Kitzemach hasadeh, like the sprouts of the field, Nesatech, I placed you, says Hashem. But Tirbi, Vatigdali, and you became great, and you became big. Vatavoi, Ba'adi Adoim, and you came all adorned, attractive. Shadaim, Nechainu, firm breasts. Us'orich, Tzimeich, and you here sprouted, obviously a metaphor for how the Jewish people blossomed. But Va'at Eidem Eriya, but you were naked and bare. And the Pasuk says, Vayireu Isanu Hamitzrim, and that the Egyptians were cruel to us. Commissioner Malik says in the Pasuk, and we're expounding every word with Pesukim to illustrate this idea. Havnes Chakmalai, as Pari said, let's get smart to this people. Pen Yibra, they might increase. It's going to happen, that's going to be a war. But they're also going to add on to our enemies, and they're going to fight against us, and they're going to go up from the land. So therefore, they did bad to us. And they afflicted us, Commissioner Malik says in the Pasuk. And again, we're showing in the parashiyas of Shemais how that illustrates every word we're saying when we bring our Bakur. Commissioner Malik says in the Pasuk, "Bisimulav sari misim," that they put on him, on the Jewish people, the leaders of the taxes, of the loads, lamana noisim isav loisim, to afflict him, the nation, in their loads. But even though the Miskas Nes Lafarim, they had to build these fortresses of these cities for Paro, Espisim, Esramses, that was the names of these cities. And then the Pasuk continues, V'itno le'na v'adukasha, and they put on us hard labor, Commissioner Malik says in the Pasuk. It says, V'ibidim tzayim esim neisu v'forach, that the Egyptians worked the Jewish people with hard labor. And then the Pasuk continues, V'nitzak al Hashem l'kei avaseinu, and we screamed at Hashem, the God of our fathers, Commissioner Malik says in the Pasuk. V'yibba yim adam ha'im, it was many days. V'yam es melchem tzayim, and the king of Egypt died. And the Jewish people groaned and moaned from the work. And they screamed out. And their shouts went up to God from their service. And the Pasuk continues, Hashem heard our voice. Commissioner Malik says in the Pasuk, God heard their screams. And God remembered his covenant as Abraham, as Yisrael, as Yaakov. He remembered each one of the others. And the Pasuk continues, and he saw our affliction. What does that refer to? This refers to being separated from family life. Commissioner Malik says in the Pasuk, V'yarl kim as b'nei Yisrael, God saw the Jewish people. V'yedl kim, and God knew what was happening to them. And our toil, elaban, this refers to the difficulties they had with their children. Commissioner Malik says in the Pasuk, Kelaben ayila, the decree was, the Egyptian made, any son that was born, hayyarit teshlechu, should be thrown into the river. And every daughter should be left alive. And it says further in the Pasuk, God saw our distress. Zahadoichik, that refers to the pressure. Commissioner Malik says in the Pasuk, V'gamri isis alachatz, Hashem etzayim loichatz amayisam. Hashem says, Nayusa saw the pressure, the distress that the Egyptians are pressing them with. And the Pasuk continues, V'yitzi'in Hashem etzayim, and God took us out of Egypt. As we expound, lo yadei malach, not through an angel, lo yadei saraf, not through one of the fiery angels, lo yadei shleich, not through some intermediary, el kodesh bo chubuch voidi, rather God in his own glory. Shemek says in the Pasuk, Vavarti be'etz Mitzrayim alay lazeh. And Hashem says, and I went through the land of Egypt on this night, v'ikesi kol b'chor be'etz Mitzrayim, and I hit every firstborn in the land of Egypt, me'od v'amehema, from man till animal, v'chol elehe Mitzrayim, and all the deities of the Egyptians, esa shvatam and the Hashem, I will do judgment, says Hashem. So it's b'yitzein Hashem Mitzrayim, Hashem himself took us out of Egypt. And the Pasuk continues, and he took us out b'yot chazaka, with a mighty hand. What does that refer to? Zehadeb, that refers to the epidemic, to the plague. Commissioner Malik says in the Pasuk, Hine Yad Hashem, behold, the hand of Hashem, Hoya b'miknecha, it was going to be in your cattle, in your flock, Asher basada, that's in the field, basusim, b'chamayim, in the horses, in the donkeys, b'gmal, in the camels, b'bakar, b'tzayin, in the cattle, in the flock, dever kavim ma'id, a very heavy plague. So you see that Yad Hashem refers to dever. Uvizrein the two in the outstretched arm, Zohar, this refers to the sword. Commissioner Malik says in the Pasuk, Bechar by shalufa b'yadei, and his sword is stretched out in his hand, Netuya al-Yerushalayim, outstretched over Yerushalayim. So you see, Azraya, this Netuya, refers to the Cherev. And he also was v'meir gadol, and he took us out with a great, either awe or great visions. Zugi l'shkin, this refers to the revealing of his divine presence. Commissioner Malik says in the Pasuk, Or did God ever attempt to come to take a nation from within another nation, which is what he did, so to speak, took out the Jewish people from the Egyptians. But masses with signs, but masses with different tests, but Isis with signs of moves and wonders, Muhammad, and with war, and with a strong hand and with an outstretched arm, and with awesome visions or great awe. Like God did for you in Egypt to your eyes. So you see that Megadol is when God reveals himself. Now, for Isis, the passage continues, and also with signs, so Sehamat refers to the staff, the stick that Moshe Rabbeinu had. Shnamek says the pasuk that Hashem told him, "Sehamata azat tikich beidecha, this stick you should take in your hand, ashtasu by es ha'isis, that you're going to do the signs with." Now, when the pasuk says further, "V'meivsim with the wonders," Zahadam, this refers to turning the water into blood. Shnamek says in the pasuk, "V'nasati meivsim b'shamayim v'aretz," I will put wonders, says the word meivs, in heaven and earth. Dam, blood, ba'ish and fire, b'simras ashen, and columns of smoke. So you see, meivsim refers to dam. So that's the pasuk. These are the psukim that are in the parasha of Bikurim that Arami Obi that we expound in the Seder night. Now, this pasuk that we just mentioned before, another interpretation that you could say, when it says biyad chazaka, that with a strong hand refers to shtayim, that's two makas. Uvizrein the tuya and the outstretched arm, that's shtayim, that refers to another two makas. Uvmeir the gadol and with a great visions, shtayim, that refers to another two makas. And Uvmaisis in the plural, and with the signs, Shtaim, that refers to two makas. Uvmaisim with the wonders, that Shtaim, that refers to two. So this last pasuk from this parasha, another way you could expound it as each, Yod Chazaka is referring to two, Zrein, the two is two. So Elo Esamakas refers to the 10 hits. Sheheva Kadosh Boch, Ala Mitzrim, Mitzrayim, that Hakadosh Boch brought the Egyptians in Egypt. Elohen, the word of the 10 makas is dumb. That they turned their water into blood, Sfardeh, that they were frogs, kingdom lice that they had on them, Orev, which were the wild animals came and killed them, Dever, the epidemic that everyone was dying, all the animals, Shchin, boils that they had on them, Borod, hail, which was ice and fire together, Arba, locust, ate up everything, Cheshach, darkness, they couldn't move in the darkness, and Makas Bukharis, the affliction of the firstborn sons that they all died. And Behuda, Hainism, and Simon, he gave a mnemonic for this. These 10 makas, which is the Tach, Adash, Bachav, which obviously refers to Dam Tzvedei Akinim, Arv Devashchin, and Barad Arba Cheshech and Bechayrus, the 10 makas. And then we continue, we say, Ramlil said, Kol Shalom Omash Lesh Dvar Mel B'Pesach, which the Ram had mentioned, that this when you bring the table back in, everything you had moved away the table, and people they asked, and you said the Manashtana, and then you give the answer. Here you bring the table back, and they say, Kol Shalom Omash Lesh Dvar Mel B'Pesach, whoever doesn't say these three things on Pesach, L'Yotzi Dechavas does not fulfill his obligation. If you talk about Pesach, the matzah and brem, the bitter herbs. Pesach, the Pesach that our fathers ate in Beis HaMikdash when it was around. Ashumma, what was the reason for that? Ashumma, Pesach HaMakom, because God jumped over the fathers of the house of our fathers in Egypt. Shemek says in the Pesach, but Maratim, Zeva Pesach HaShem, that you're going to say that the Karban Pesach is for Hashem. Asher Pesach HaBotah B'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim, that he jumped over the homes of the Jewish people in Egypt. But not B'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim, when he went and he hit the Egyptians, B'spotein Hitzel, but our homes he saved, B'yikur HaMishtachavu, and the people kneeled and they bowed down. The matzah Zushon Oichon. They talk about this matzah, the table's back, that we eat. Ashumma, what's the reason? Because the doughs of our fathers did not have a chance to ferment. Until God, King of all kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to them. And the moment he did that, he redeemed them right away. Shlomo says in the Pasuk, but he gave us the Pasuk that they baked the dough, that they took out of Egypt, Ugris Matzahs, which were doughs that were like unleavened, because they didn't have time to ferment, because they were chased out of Egypt. They couldn't delay, and began to say to them, they didn't even make any provisions for them on this journey that they were taking out of Egypt. Merayim, the bitter herbs, Elu, these, Shanoichim, that we eat, Ashumma, why do we eat it? Ashum Shemer HaMitzrim, because the Egyptians made bitter as Chayav HaSein Mitzrayim, the lives of our fathers in Egypt. Shemek says in the Pasuk, V'emodu as Chayim HaBayit Kosha, that they made their lives bitter with hard labor. B'chayim HaVulveinim, with clay and with bricks. B'chol HaBayit B'sada, all the work in the fields. As Kol HaBayit Asam, HaShavdim HaFadach, all the work that they made them work with hard labor. And then we continue to say, B'chol Dar B'Dar, in every single generation, Chayav HaDim Lir Tzatzmai. Every person has to see himself, Kilo Yotam Tzayim, as if he left Egypt. Because not only our fathers that he redeemed, even us he redeemed. Says in the pasuk, that us he took out from there, so that he could bring us to give to us the land that he swore to our fathers. Many different terminologies to praise, to give thanks, to glorify, to elevate, legal to make great, lahadr, and to exalt, lonatzeach, and to do for eternity, the make him great, lamisha asalanu, to the one that did for us, labasenu, to our fathers, is calling us amelu, all these miracles. But tzionim avdus lecheres, he took us out from slavery to freedom, mashiv legula, from enslavement to redemption, miyagin lesimcha, from sorrow to joy, meibel yamtiv, and from mourning to holiday, umafel argadol, and from darkness to a great light. When we can say in front of him, hallelujah, as we say hallelujah, that praises God, hallelujah, abdi Hashem, praise those who are servants of Hashem, hallelujah, Hashem, Hashem, give thanks to the name of Hashem, Yishem Hashem Avayrach, v'chulu, may the name of Hashem be blessed, etc. Ad, until we say to the next parak of Chalom Shlaman Amayim, that we continue and we finish, we only say part of Hal. And then we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, we make a bracha. Bless you, Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, our God, King of the world, Asher Galanu, who has redeemed us, V'golah B'Sinai Mitzrayim, has redeemed our fathers from Egypt. V'giyonu Halayla Zeh, you had us reach to this night, Lecha Boi Matzah Mereim, to eat matzah and the bitter herbs. Kein Hashem Elokeinu, so to Hashem our God, Yegi'enu L'me'adam L'gur M'chaylam, that you should have us reach to other festivals and holidays, Habom L'Kazen Hashem, that come towards us in peace. Smeichim B'vin Yerecha, happy with the building of your city, V'sasim B'vay Desecha, and joyous in your service. V'neich Hashem N'azachim and M'psachim, and we should eat from there, from your carbon, like we have the Karban Chagiga, and M'psachim from the Karban Pesach. Shegi Adam Malkim Ez B'chach L'Ratzin, that the blood should reach to the wall of your altar, which they spray the blood on the Mizbeach L'Ratzin, in finding favor, and we will give thanks to you, a new song on our redemption, and on the freedom of our soul, Baruch Atah Hashem, God, so blessed Hashem, the Redeemer of the Jewish people. In the order that we make the bracha and recite the Haggadah on the first night of Pesach, so to make the blessing, and we recite on the second night of the diaspora, which is two nights of Pesach, of the first night. So to the obligation in the second night, and the four cups, and all the other things that are done in the first night. Slik nusach Haggadah, we have concluded the text of the Haggadah. Slik luhilchas haseda Pesach, we have concluded the halachas of the order of Pesach. And bedin chametz matzah, and the halachas of chametz matzah, which is the title of the halachas of Pesach of the Rambam. Pesiat d'shmaya, with heavenly assistance.